And we're back once again, minus the radar detector, of course. Like you said, it'll probably start going off any second now.
Listen, we're on grid.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I fucking hate this stuff with a passion.
Yeah, I'm moving all over the place.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Keep the car straight.
I'm trying.
We're going to stay friends. You're going to keep the car straight. I'm not going off the Mackinac Bridge without a fight. Yeah, this stuff is
pretty cool. We're on the suspension part.
Yeah. It's an absolute beautiful bridge. I mean, it's truly, truly, what a beautiful view. A piece of engineering. No, I think we've used that one once before about the Toyota or the Prius, but the same applies here. It's a beautiful bridge. It's huge. Well, I don't know. Huge in my book, but I've
been... Oh, it's huge. This is a long-ass bridge. Can we move over yet? Are there still cones?
No, there's cones and signs.
Shit.
Everybody's staying over here.
That's too bad.
Oh, just slow and easy wins the race. And, I see nothing on the right lane at all as far as cars.
They put this stuff on bridges. I know why. Let the water off.
Right. But it really is kind of foolish because tires don't have good traction on it.
No.
And it likes to move the car around.
Yeah.
Try it on a motorcycle. Oh, my God. Your Adam's apple, honest to God, it goes from the bottom of your throat right to the tip of your tongue. Whenever you're... And, oh, God help you if you go over this stuff when it's wet on a motorcycle, on a bridge, on a windy day. Yeah. It's not fun. I don't enjoy it at all, and I avoid bridges if it starts drizzly like that.
Yeah.
And, because it's not worth it. That, and I also hook the inside lanes. I always try and hook the inside.
Yeah.
I've seen guys actually get blown into the guardrail on bikes.
Yeah, and there's not much of a guardrail on this bridge at all. Yeah. You're looking at, like, a 4-foot guardrail, and that's the only thing holding you on this bridge.
Yeah. That and the will of Jesus. Yeah, what a view. But here we are, heading back over to what I call the mainland.
Conus.
Exactly. You know, until the next time we come back up for a visit, which it only took us, 4 years to get out here to carve out the time and save up the dough. And I think it'll be a much shorter window the next time around.
You know the way now.
Oh, heck yeah. Straight to the airport.
Bitch, it's an expensive flight out here, though.
I take the Logan Express right down to Logan, get on Teeny Weeny Airlines. For those, I just dated myself with TWA. A lot of folks don't realize there was an airline called TWA. But, yeah, take the old Southwestern, and I don't wonder where it lands, though.
Would you like some TWA coffee or TWA tea?
Yeah. Yeah.
We already told that one too.
Was it on this trip?
I'm not sure. I think so. But
was it? Oh, no, it was on a previous podcast. Well, I think it was on this trip. Inquiring minds want to know. But yeah, realistically, I could see flying out and then just renting a car, depending upon where you land.
Okay, if you land in Detroit, it's still a haul.
That's a hell of a haul, right? You might as well just drive it anyway.
Might be something in Wisconsin that's closer.
I bet you it's closer to fly into Canada.
No, but you still have to come down.
Yeah, down here.
No, I think Wisconsin's probably the closest.
Yeah, and then straight up. On the opposite side of the river.
You gotta fly.
Lake. It's not a river, it's a lake. Cool, well, we're just about all over the bridge now.
We're on the causeway part of it.
Yeah. still plenty of construction cones and got good jazz.
We'll check snow.
Very. 16 miles
losing
an hour.
Time, man. We're losing time.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm trying to get there before the. What's there? Longhorn?
Longhorn State.
Gotta, make sure we can get it before Longhorn. Get into the hotel before Longhorn
closes. Oh, yeah, exactly.
We have the burbs. Things close.
Yes, because as we touched on earlier, there's no way in hell are we going back to the same hotel in downtown Toledo.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll be on the outskirts of Toledo.
Yeah, close if not on the hairy edges.
Yeah, this will make it, actually.
It's got a Toledo address.
But it's Sylvania. It's Toledo by a mailing address only. At least that's what the lady does. Anyway,
yep.
It's not in a shithole, so we're happy.
I gotta say that trucks around here, the trailers, they have a lot of wheels.
Yes, they do.
They must be hauling some heavy shit.
Big time. And you notice the roads don't seem as battered.
Even though they get bad weather.
Well, the thing is, I mean, with all those extra tires, it distributes the weight of that trailer a lot more evenly.
Yeah.
It tends to beat up the roads a lot less.
There's those, what some people think are annoying windmills, which, frankly,
I think they're really pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah, I think they're beautiful.
How do they kill birds? They're going around so slow.
The birds were suicidal anyway. That's my theory.
And, well, I just think it's a Darwinian thing for the birds.
The birds.
If the birds get killed by those windmills, then it's probably a good thing.
They deserved it.
I can't see a slow-moving
blade
running around.
So what? I'm trying to recall the name of the town. Is it? I'm crying out loud.
Yeah, it's windy today. We got waves.
What the hell was the name of this town? It was.
Where?
The name of the town.
Where? Here?
Yeah, no. Across the street from the 7-Eleven in Boise. Yes, this.
I don't know. Mackinac?
That's what I was asking.
Mackinac?
No, this isn't Mackinac. It's wow. Colonial Mitchell Migamac?
Mackinac.
Yeah, we're here. We've landed, the flying Canadian flag. That's cool.
Land with lots of water.
Yeah. Cool.
Mackinac City.
Mackinac. That'll work. What's the GPS say? Oh, 224 miles. 75 south to exit 232.
Piece of cake if we stop at the, Jerky.
Harky Jerky.
And get another energy drink.
You are loving those, aren't you?
I'm still high up last one.
I can see you have a case.
I'm starting to crash though, and I'm worried that it's going to be a hard crash.
No, it won't. We'll make sure we get you plenty of energy drink before that happens. All right, folks, we'll catch you later.
All right.